all righteously living, ends up starving and destitute and has to come back to his father. And then in verse 20, this is what happens as he approaches his father's house on his way back. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Men have noticed that in that story before there, but it says that his father ran to meet him when he were a long way off, so he'd seen him and went to meet him, put his arms around him and he kissed him. This story was told by Jesus. It's what we call a parable. It's not a true story. It's something he made up. It's an earthly story with a spiritual meaning, isn't it? The father saw him and ran to meet him. He hugged him and kissed him. It was a kiss of forgiveness. It was a kiss of acceptance. And it was a kiss of love. No matter what the son had been up to, even though he had done everything wrong, spent all the money that he got from his father, even though he was smelly and filthy, the father loved and hugged and kissed him. And that kiss was the sign that the past didn't really matter, and the father loved him anyway and just wanted him back and forgave him. As you know, as I've said, this was a parable. But in the story, you might not realise that the father represents God, and the prodigal son represents anyone who's away from God, whether it's someone who's never known God as their saviour, as Jesus as their saviour, or if it's someone that has slipped away, been a Christian once and slipped away, and needs to come back to God. And that kiss that the father gives is like love's first kiss. He doesn't care where we've been, doesn't care what we've been, what we've done, only that we come back to him, that relationship is restored. Just as the father in the story, God has been watching and waiting for us to come back to him, or if we're away from God, for him to come back. Love's first kiss from God is Jesus. And I'll just explain why a little bit. I think everybody probably knows John 3:16, don't you? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe on him could have eternal life. When we do things wrong, even when we didn't know him, then came Jesus, God's first kiss. And just as in the Shrek film, the first kiss removed the curse, so God's first kiss, Jesus, not only shows God's overwhelming love, but also removes the curse of sin and death. When we believe in Jesus and him paying the price for our sins, then we are transformed. Jesus forgives us. God sees us as clean. God accepts us into his presence and blessing, and we receive eternal life. Yes, we have to die in this world, don't we? But we know that it's only a progression, it's only a transition into eternal paradise with him. We are no longer under the curse of sin and death, but now we have the opportunity to know God and live. As I said earlier, the second part is that love's first kiss reveals, can you remember, love's true form. Yeah, when the kiss had been planted, then things changed. The form took what it was going to be. Love's true form is, and as it was on that film, an inner beauty, something which wasn't really on the outside but was seen on the inside. After God's transforming kiss on our lives, we are surprised we're not surprised that we don't physically look any different. You know, when you became a Christian, did your face change into somebody else's face? Did you suddenly sort of become 20 years younger?
No.
Yeah? It didn't, did it? We just stayed visually the same, but inside, something had changed, hadn't it? When Princess Fiona received love's first kiss, she came back as an ogre to her surprise. But the thing was, the love Shrek had for her didn't care about the outward appearance. It worked because it was the inner beauty that he'd fell in love with. That is exactly the same for us as we receive God's first kiss. It doesn't change our face, but it does change our hearts. Yeah. Love's true form comes to us. And that love's true form is God's love in us, not our love. That's love's true form. It comes and lives in us. I'm going to read you a couple of verses from 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and verse 8. You'll know this one well, I think. Beloved, let us love one another, For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. That's an amazing verse, especially the last three words, God is love. It doesn't say that God has love, but he is. That's where all love is generated from. If you like, God designed love, because we're only a design of God, aren't we? We might like to think that we might have designed it, but God designed it, didn't he? God is love. And love's true form is inner beauty, transformation of our hearts to be like God by God's love. Love's true form does one other thing. It causes us to love each other as he loves us, or it should do. Just going to read a couple of verses from John 13. I'm nearly finished now. John 13, and verse 34 and verse 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone can tell that we are his disciples, because of the love that we have for each other. Would you say that accurately describes the church and accurately describes us? You know, that people out there can sort of come in here or see what we do and say, yeah, you know, I can tell they're Christians, I can see a love there. Because they should be able to, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a challenge, really, isn't it, that for us to love each other as God has loved us. I know that we can never, ever reach that level of love that God's got, can we? But we can try, can't we? Love's true form is in us, is God's love. And that's all because love's first kiss from God is Jesus. If we believe in Jesus, then it should reveal in us love's true form, which is God's love and God's heart in us. Amen.
Amen.